Second reading today is taken from Luke 22, verses 39 to 48. That's on page 1058 of the Bibles, 1058. Luke 22, verses 39 to 48. Jesus prays on the Mount of Olives. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" Thanks be for this holy word.
In that second reading, we see a very different Jesus for a short while. Not the confident young man leading his followers up the road, telling them where to go and what to do, riding into Jerusalem as if all the stories about him were just in their imagination. Not that at all. In Gethsemane, after the Last Supper with the disciples, we see a young man who doesn't want to die. He's seen the way Romans deal with criminals. He's seen crucifixions. He really doesn't want to go there. He knows that when it happens, his disciples are going to have a hard time. They're going to find this an awful ordeal. And he does what he always does when things are difficult. He speaks to his Father. He prays his deepest feelings. And he tells his disciples to do the same because he knows that they'll need strength too. Jesus really sweated it out before God. He was at war within himself. He wanted to obey God as he'd always done, but he didn't want to die. But he came out of it in peace, in control of the situation again. God sent an angel to strengthen him for the task, and his perfect trust in his Father was back. He would continue to be obedient to him. What must he have felt when he found his disciples asleep? Not sharing in his agony, not praying as he told them to, asleep. And then to have Judas, who'd been with him for the last 3 years as one of his disciples, come along with a posse of soldiers and priests to betray him. And on top of that, to betray him with a kiss, which was the way people greeted a respected teacher. We can read these things with some horror and think, how could they do such a thing? How could that happen? Even more so later on, when the crowd that had welcomed him with cheers were shouting for him to be crucified, and most of the disciples were nowhere to be seen, they just disappeared. How could they do it? But do we need to take a long, hard look at ourselves and ask what we might have done in the same circumstances? These people were bitterly disappointed. Jesus had not come up to their expectations. The Jews, including Judas, expected a Messiah to come with power and send their enemies packing to make them important people again. And they were just so disappointed. Jesus was never going to do that. They could see that now. Do we ever let disappointment in God affect our faith? When he doesn't answer prayers as we hope? When he doesn't use his power to step in and stop a bad situation that's going on in the world? When he doesn't prevent bad things happening? Do we ever let that disappointment just make our faith waver a bit? Jesus was continuing the struggle that the prophets of old had had to get the people to turn to God and live in obedience to him. They couldn't see that was the way to go. Jesus obeyed God, even to death. And it was because of that, not because of any great achievement or conquest, that he was exalted to the highest place. It was his humility, his servanthood, which leads him to glory. That and his trust in his Father. How often do we ignore the nudgings of the Holy Spirit and go our own way? Are we really humble before God? Are we willing to be servants to one another? Do we really trust and obey our Heavenly Father? Do we keep the promises we made to him? Judas was very disappointed. But how could he betray Jesus, the friend he'd known for 3 years? Let's not forget our little betrayals when we fail to stand up for Jesus when others are mocking. Or when we fail to find any satisfactory words when people ask us why we believe in Jesus. Or when we imply that church is not all that important to us. Just little betrayals. And those disciples who went to sleep, they were exhausted with all the emotion around them. They couldn't stay awake to support Jesus. Their eyes just closed. They ignored him telling them to pray. But let's not forget when we close our eyes to somebody needing help, to somebody conveniently cheating, to somebody telling lies, are we going to sleep on the job? And how often do we forget to pray for strength to do something difficult and then wonder why everything goes wrong? Jesus knows that we're only human. He knows it. He knows every one of us. But when he rides quietly into our lives, offering salvation, he doesn't want us to be dazzled by our ideas of what he can do for us. He wants us to accept him on his terms, to learn from him the trust in God which brought him to glory, the obedience that he kept to the end. He calls us to follow him. And that means that everything won't be easy. We may find ourselves in difficult places. We may face disappointments. We may have to make sacrifices. But the King who was prepared to die to save each one of us from our sins also rose again to defeat evil, to defeat death. And because of him, we can look forward to a future when we'll meet him in glory. Can we pray together the prayer that's on the back of the card that you were given as you came in. Did you not get one? Lord Jesus, in this Easter season, we remember how quickly the people turned from their enthusiastic cries of Hosanna on Palm Sunday to cries of crucify him just a few days later. We admit that sometimes we find it hard to remain firm in our faith when things don't always go the way we want them to. Thank you that you didn't give up, that you went to the cross because you knew the future joy that was in store for us, that because of your sacrifice, we would be able to share in eternal life with you. Please help us to be obedient to you in all areas of our lives, ever aware of the hope we have in you. Amen. We sing together now, How Deep the Father's Love for Us. And as we worship God for his great gift to us, we worship him with our offering.